Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. Why it matters on Money FM 89.3.
Money FM 89.3, good morning. It's the breakfast huddle with Elliot Danker and Ryan Huang. It's time now for Why It Matters. And it matters because we live in interesting times where you see a lack of certainty over what looms in the horizon. And that's made the masses acutely aware of their health, their livelihoods, and their liquidity. And as a result, you see a lot of people looking to secure their financial future by investing in financial instruments that have stable, predictable returns. This usually means traditional methods like investing their income in fixed deposits and stocks. But lately, digital currencies getting a lot more, mainstream visibility in that sense because of their high return potential over a long period of time. Now, as of 2021, an estimated average of 200 million users worldwide have invested in digital currencies, an annual user increase of 2.8% from the previous year. Also, over 18,000 businesses and institutions accept digital currency payments. But despite this, many are still uncertain of digital currency as a means of investment and wealth management. Let's try and get some light on this issue. I mean, how is investing in digital currencies different from traditional investing? On the line with me this morning is Mavis Mock, who is the CEO of HWGG Capital. Mavis, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, Elliot. I'm good. Yeah, fine.
Interesting conversation about this. But first, I'd like to find out more about HWGG Capital. Could you tell us more about the company?
Yeah, sure. HWGG Capital, we are actually a payment company, not just traditional payment, but we are specializing in the crypto market currencies payment.
And this cryptocurrency, I mean, what kind of trends have you noticed about it, I guess, in the past 3 years at least?
In the past 3 years, they are gaining more and more recognition for the crypto market. Because I would say Asia region, when like past 3 years, when we mentioned about cryptocurrency, everyone was just like, oh, is that possible? I mean, like, does that market hold that much of potential in terms of investing into it? Is it reliable? Things like that. But nowadays, we are more firm that the possibility of the market and the return of it and also the stability of the platform providers, you see.
I guess if we were to really dive into the differences between digital currencies versus traditional currencies, I mean, what are some of the obvious ones and what are some of those differences that not many people know about that you could share with us?
I think in our context, right, the traditional currency that you mentioned that we call fiat currency, whereby it's a currency issued by the government and is guaranteed by the government, like, for example, like Singapore dollar, USD, euros, and Malaysia ringgit, things like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but however, on the other hand, digital currency comes in many forms. It might be cryptocurrency or because of the digital revolution, even though nowadays fiat currency is also being digitalized by a lot of e-wallet providers, you see. So I think on the international context that we are looking at, cryptocurrencies are the digital currency that's being recognized at the international level and accepted worldwide.
And it's very interesting when you look at cryptocurrencies, right? Like the first thing that comes to my mind is, I mean, if there was some kind of framework and, you know, regulation, and if the world turned to cryptocurrencies, then that would help in terms of going global. What is your opinion on that?
So I'll definitely agree on what you have just said right now. Because the potential of the cryptocurrency is very big. Let's say, for example, if you are businesses, right, you are able to market your products and services to the world market and receive payment from them. And also, if you are having a certain project, you might be interested in fundraising or whatnot, there is definitely a potential avenue that you can look into.
And Mavis, also, you look at how there are many more fintech companies, many more apps or banking apps in that sense. So that definitely, if you look at Industry 4.0 and this whole digital race, that definitely kind of puts digital currencies at a bit of an advantage, right?
Yeah, definitely. Because as you can see, maybe at the Western side, financial giant like JP Morgan and also PayPal, they are venturing into it already by issuing JP coin and also accepting Bitcoin as a form of payment, you see. So I think that's what gotten so many recognition from worldwide after the initiative that they launched.
Well, we're still in search of that regulatory sort of thing, framework in a global sense. But I do want to turn back to traditional currencies, and maybe you can help me out with this, Mavis. So traditional currencies controlled by central banks, usually financial reserves, due to it being tied to its respective countries. Does that create some kind of an advantage for traditional currencies? I mean, you want to know that the value of your dollar is more than wherever you're visiting for a holiday, right?
Yep, correct. I think that one, in terms of security, fiat currency is more reliable. That's what you mean, right?
Yeah. And so that puts it's really the reliability that puts it on an advantage?
I think so, but you can look at another aspect of cryptocurrency. Actually, it is backed by the technology itself. It's called blockchain, right?
Yes.
So it is very secure, very transparent, you see. Like market circulation, market cap, transaction per day, everything is listed on the internet, you see.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, in terms of security, I think cryptocurrency will be at the same level as fiat currency. But at the recognition level, I think it depends on the policy makers, you see.
Okay, I have two questions. So first, you talk about recognition, right? And I know this is purely a speculation question. In your opinion, how long before it gets that kind of recognition that makes it mainstream? I mean, especially with COVID, it kind of has sort of accelerated things, right?
Yeah, correct. You are correct, yeah. I'm not too sure. It depends on the policymakers' appetite and how they look into the cryptocurrency market, you see. Because it's a global thing and it's very hard to have a control on it. Yeah.
Okay. And to help me out with definition here, when we talk about cryptocurrencies, because, well, I know we have used Bitcoin in this conversation as the closest thing to a digital currency, but just because you're a cryptocurrency, does it mean that it's a digital currency, or can digital currency include other forms of digital currency?
Digital currency can be included as a fiat currency as well, because due to nowadays they have a lot of e-wallet providers.
Yes.
Yeah, they are issuing a lot of like e-money, you see.
Right.
Yeah. So I think somehow how do you differentiate it? You can search online whether the digital currency belongs to crypto or is just a fiat currency its own.
So then, I mean, and back to like more clarification. So then does it mean that even fiat currencies in a digital form, so digital currency, does it mean that still provides the same transparency as a cryptocurrency would? Because cryptocurrency, you know, linked to blockchain, you've got a full ledger there that you can see.
Okay. Regarding about this, right?
Yeah.
So not a lot of digital currency have the same function as cryptocurrency, because as like the e-wallet provider, right, they are not registered in the blockchain. So there's no transparency on the market circulation, the transaction, everything is not transparent, you see.
So yeah. I mean, it's still some ways from achieving that same transparency as cryptocurrencies. Talking generally about digital currencies, though, you know, in order for a wider adoption to digital currency or of digital currency, what are some of the challenges that exist now?
Well, I think in the Asia market context, recognition is the main challenges, and education as well on how to differentiate whether it is a real cryptocurrency or other, because a lot of people deal with a lot of scams, you see, in the Asia context. Yeah, so I think people in the Asia context need to study more on cryptocurrency and how it works and which platform is reliable and authorized.
Okay, that's keyword there, authorize. Yeah. I want to get some advice from you, Mavis. I mean, if I'm an investor and say I'm an investor that, you know, just explores traditional investing, what would you say to me? What would you advise me if I was interested in exploring digital currencies? I mean, how are the two different where investing is concerned?
Oh, first, on investment, right?
Yeah.
I think the investor would need to like identify their investment objective and also their investment appetite. And secondly, they need to do more research on the digital currency that they are interested in or project, or even though products that you can subscribe using digital currencies. Thirdly, I think it will be authorized platform, secure platform that you would like to look at, because I think there are a lot of unauthorized platform online, you see.
Right. Is the main handling of digital currencies versus traditional currencies, is the main handling of it all down to the platform that you use?
Yep,
Okay. All right.
Yeah, correct. Yeah.
And where do you see the future of digital currencies? I mean, we're still some ways away, but where do you see this going?
I think this will get a lot of recognition from all the local authorities that, widely accepting it. As now, currently, right, businesses and individuals already accepted the existence of cryptocurrency and already using them as a form of payment.
It'll be interesting when the day comes, like, how do you pay? You don't have a wallet anymore. It's all in your watch or something. Mavis Mok, the CEO of HWGG Capital, on the line with me. Mavis, I appreciate your time this morning. Take care and stay safe.
All right. Take care. Stay safe.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO, available on Google Play or the App Store.